Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and it is time now for our weekly check-in with Sean Stone, the arts editor of Metroland, an alternative news weekly in the Capital Region, covering cultural events in the Capital Region and Western Massachusetts. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
What do you want to talk about this week?
I don't know. I was riding up Madison Avenue today, and I see the apartments they've installed in the old Metroland office are now available. So, you know, that was weird.
That is weird. But,
As for cultural events,
yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff going on Friday night. It's really weird. I mean, I don't know. Spring is here, I guess, and they figure people want to get out of the house.
Yeah, we're supposed to be able to. Instead, it's slush as far as the eye can see.
Yes. Okay, tonight on the main stage at Proctor's, it's a great jazz show. It's the Pat Metheny Unity Group. You know, he's the great, great guitarist. And this is sort of an all-star band, and it looks like it's going to be a great show. And then the juggernaut of things that are happening tomorrow night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. I know he was on the roundtable, Mike Birbiglia.
That's
and
right.
His Thank God for Jokes tour.
Mm-hmm. Do you know his work? Do you like him?
Yeah.
I do, too. I'm going. I'm very excited. He also told Ian Pickus, who spoke with him on the roundtable, that interview aired yesterday, that Chris Gethard is opening for him, who's another really great New York comedian that I have not had the opportunity to see live, and I am so excited that he's going to be in Troy tomorrow night.
Terrific.
That's the Troy Savings Bank musical on Friday the 21st.
And also Friday night at Proctor's, there is children's theater. So it's a 7 p.m. start, so that's earlier than usual for Proctor's. So it's called A Diary of a Worm, a Spider, and a Fly. And I hope they learn to get together, because that could end badly.
It sure could. They'll have to cooperate and take some kind of vegetarian vows, I guess.
Exactly. And then also tomorrow night, Friday, at MPAC in Troy, it's Strange Cloak Subflight Infinity. This is Sabisha Friedberg. She's an artist in residence at MPAC. She's been there for a while. And this is a combination of performance, sculpture, and lightbox cinema. And then I don't get to break news very much, but just before I was sending the list to you this morning, I get the email that How the Other Half Loves, the Ghent Playhouse production that was supposed to open tomorrow night, is postponed a week.
Okay.
So it's opening Friday the 29th. So if you have tickets to that, you should probably contact them.
Gotcha.
What is opening tomorrow night at the Schenectady Light Opera Company, and Schenectady is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee show everybody loves.
That's right. Regional persona Bill Finn wrote that show.
Yes. And then Saturday night at the Union College Memorial Chapel, the Union College Concert Series continues with the Artemis Quartet. They're going to be playing Brahms and some other stuff. Sunday afternoon, it's the 5th annual People's Pixel Project. This is at the Charles R. Wood Theater in Glens Falls. This is a independent short video film festival. It's sponsored by the Lake George Arts Project, and they've been doing it now for 5 years, and it's something you should check out.
People's Pixel Project, 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Charles R. Wood in Glens Falls.
At 3 p.m. on Sunday at the same time in Albany. It's String Training with Coach Dave, which would be David Allen Miller. It's the Albany Symphony Orchestra. It's one of their Sunday symphonies for families, and that's at the Palace Theater Sunday afternoon.
Those are so great.
Monday night, also at the Palace Theater, something different, Monty Python's Life of Brian, which they consider, and which most people consider to be the best of the Monty Python films, just because it's very, very funny.
That's Life of Brian as part of the Palace's classic film series.
Yeah. And then Tuesday night at the New York State Writers Institute, University of Albany Performing Arts Center Recital Hall, it's going to be Walter Kern, and he's going to be talking about his book, Blood Will Out, The True Story of a Murder, a Mystery, and a Masquerade, and that was about Clark Rockefeller, who was not a Rockefeller, but managed to convince people that he was something other than a con man and a murderer. Sort of like the talented Mr. Ripley, only true.
Oh, that's not good then.
Yeah, it happened like 10 years ago. And then Wednesday night at the Egg, the Irish Rovers farewell tour continues, and that's sort of, you know, the continuing, sort of wrapping up Irish month here in Albany.
Right. More bagpipes, more music, and then new movies this week.
Yeah, there's three interesting sort of big movies opening this weekend.
I think this is probably an easy quiz for you, but I'm very excited about two of them and don't care about the third. Do you want to guess which two I'm excited about?
We'll go with the one you don't care about first.
Okay.
I believe that is Divergent.
I don't mean to badmouth it, but I don't know from it, and the other two are really high on my list of things to see.
It's sort of young adult, big budget sci-fi thing with Shailene Woodley.
She's great.
Yes. And another one of those dystopias. We're going to get, I like this. The only good thing about the Hunger Games phenomenon is that they're making lots of movies with young women in the lead, so they're getting their shot.
Right.
To be action heroes.
That is good.
Other than that, your mileage varies. But the movies I know you're interested in, and they're the two most interesting movies. One is Muppets Most Wanted.
That's right.
Ricky Gervais, Tina Fey, and of course, two Kermits.
Right.
Good Kermit and Evil Kermit. And then Wes Anderson's The Grand Budapest Hotel.
The latest. What are your pre-viewing thoughts on The Grand Budapest?
Oh, the trailer's very funny.
I agree.
And Ray Fiennes is a great comedian. He doesn't do that very often,
mm-hmm.
but when he gets to play comedy, he's very funny. And the hotel looks like something you'd want to eat rather than stay in.
That's right. I posted the poster and you commented, months ago now, you commented,
yeah.
Well, that looks like a cake.
It does.
And
it looks like a cake.
with a strawberry buttercream frosting.
Yes, exactly. something that Martha Stewart would spend 7 hours making or something.
That's right.
But it's Wes Anderson, so it's the cast is fantastic. It's all the usual suspects, Adrian Brody and Bill Murray and
Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel, yeah.
And usually Saoirse Ronan is in it, but also introducing someone whose name, of course, I don't know yet, but hopefully will make a splash and have a career going forward.
Exactly.
Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. He joins us each week to let us know what's going on area stages and screens, and it is our pleasure, as always, to say thank you for joining us, Sean.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.